Become a podcast buddy now and get exclusive access to the new podcast episodes. You can find more information about this on my website schulzekopp.de.
Welcome to this podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights. So, okay. Yeah, Elvis, welcome back to the podcast. Great to see you again. Yeah, so we have already the pleasure to record one episode together. And welcome back again to the podcast.
Thanks, Andy. It's good to see you again. And thanks for your invitation.
You're more than welcome. Yeah, so because as already said, it's two and a half years ago, so that we are recording the episode 20 together. And in the meantime, there was some minor changes on your side, changing countries, changing time zones, changing jobs and teams. So this was, for me at least, a good reason to talk again. Yeah, yeah. So, and I'm happy to that you're accepting the invitation, so that you took the time today. And so how was the transformation or the change on your side from Australia to Spain in this case over the last couple of years and months?
It's obviously it's a huge change, because it's also like to move from the water polo with the national team to the move to the club system is a completely different job, challenges. This is like when you spend much more time with the team, almost like 10-11 months, depending when they're with the national team. Also with the I was in Australia, also a different environment in general in the clubs and in the national team. So I must be honest, it was in the beginning, it was really, really tough, the decision, because I really enjoy all my time. And that was like always, as I always said, it's Australia is my second home. And I really enjoy in every second to work, to live there. But I must admit that also, like, to come here to Barcelona to work with this team was a challenge for me. I wasn't ready to accept many things or offers from the other, whatever, club or national team. But Barceloneta was definitely one big challenge for me, and I'm really glad I accepted.
Yeah, so it was not only a chance, but it was also, as we mentioned, also a big challenge for you in many aspects, I guess. So when you say it was really a challenge also on the other side, for you personally, what was the biggest challenge really to work for a club like Barcelona or Barceloneta then 24/7 together with your players and your team, instead of, okay, I see every players around the world only for a specific time frame then for as a national coach?
Well, correct. First of all, I was very familiar with the club, with the city, because I play and I coach many times against them. Then during this last 8 years that I was in Australia, I was very familiar with the players, because majority of them were in the national team. And just that names and the players that I have a lot of respect were challenged to work with them. And because they have a lot of success. So it was really, for me, something that I want to take it. And we know that Barceloneta is one of the most successful club in the Europe, always the present in the final tournament of the Champions League. So absolutely, I felt also that after my 8 years in Australia was probably the time where I worked with one group of the people, of the players, and that we managed to have like quite solid results. And probably it's a good time to take a little break for them and for me, and to find the new people to work. And now Australia have a great coach, by the way. And for me also to take some another challenge. So I wanted to see also how it looks like. I'm familiar, because I come to the national team of Australia from Europe. So I was familiar how it looks to work in the club system, but I want to try some environment like Barceloneta. And I believe at the moment that both sides that we have like that we are happy with decisions.
Yeah, I would say it's absolutely the best decision for both of you. Yeah, so for the club and for you personally. So at the moment, I think there's no doubt about the success at the moment. But when you say maybe Barceloneta was only one club reaching out for a new coach during this time frame, looking for a new coach maybe, and this would say in the background, okay, there are also some other offerings or offers or contacts or other clubs. What makes then the final decision for you saying, okay, I would like to take the opportunity to work with Barceloneta instead of some other clubs? So I guess it goes in the same direction you mentioned already, yeah? So that it's really a big success club and it's also somehow an honor to work for Barceloneta, and it's a specific or special challenge also for you. But are there any differences, reasons to say, okay, I'll go to Barceloneta instead of any other country at the moment or at this moment?
Well, I don't want to talk about the others, why I didn't accept some other things, but I can say about the Barceloneta, because even before this, I was when I was in my time in Australia, I was a huge fan of the style of the game of Barceloneta and the national team of Spain, where two brothers works like David and Chus, and I always have a lot of sympathy for the system, how they play, how they are using the players. And also, I must be honest, I was really impressed because if we want to compare like some teams, clubs in Europe, I will compare Barceloneta and Hugh Dubrovnik, which is my original club as well. Which probably, when we talk about the budget, it's not the same like some other clubs. You know, we can't watch for the, I don't know, the most expensive players in the world and those things. So we try to manage with our young players and to try maybe to find some young talent who potentially one day could be a good player. Like, for example, good example is Vrlić, center forward, who maybe it's not popular to say, but he become like a great player in Barceloneta, not in Croatia. So I would say that was the things that that I like it. I like that kind of the mindset of the club and how they look for the present and for the future time. And definitely all those things plus Barcelona as a city, that was like a really, really big reason why I decided. And because otherwise I was very close to stay in Australia, but in the end, I think this was the main reason why I changed.
Yeah. And but when we talk about the difference between to be a national coach for a specific country and for a club or working for a club, what is the daily work for you look like today? So we already said that it's a little bit different instead of a national coach, but maybe you can give us some more information or insights about your daily job. So how is the daily job of your daily business look like today?
But first, I will say it's a huge difference between the head coach of the national team, especially the head coach of the national team like Australia, United States, comparing to Europe, because a little bit far away from the, you know, from the club's competition. Club competition is completely different than in Europe, so it's definitely different. But I think for when we talk about the mile, like 1 week obligation, daily obligations, it's as usually like depending, of course, of the calendar. When we have like two or three games, or when we have one games, because the calendar is pretty busy last 2 years, and I think that the players will suffer at least one more year till the Olympic Games in Paris, when probably should go like on the normal schedule, like when it's a one big competition. We know that next year is in January, European World Championship in February, then in the summer is the Olympics, which is very difficult with the plus clubs competition. So we train like normal. We have just game on Saturday, then we train absolutely like normal, like let's say that Monday, Tuesday twice a day, Wednesday once, and then Thursday twice a day, and Friday one, that's, and Saturday is a game. So that's pretty much like a base, but basic. But depending of the opponent, depending of the level of competition, we have many things in all of that. We have many videos. Sometimes we have scrimmages with the other clubs. So just depending, and you know, depending in also for what we are preparing for, is that just very important game for the, I don't know, next Saturday, or we have like a time to prepare players for the playoff. It's just depending, but basically this is like the schedule that we have during the week.
I guess also it's then when you say, okay, the calendar of the players and of the clubs is very full packed, yeah, so there are no much room for any other competitions, tournaments, games, whatever. It's somehow also then for major point for you as a club coach to include also the recovery phases for the players, yeah, saying okay, I need to give this specific player, 1, 2, 3 players, also some kind of a little break this week, and this makes it also very complicated for you and your staff, maybe to coordinate this within the training schedule, also comparing to the schedule of the Champions League or the Spanish League or whatever. Yeah, so it's somehow. Do we have also in this case maybe some other questions going in the direction of young players? But this gives also some young players then the chance maybe to come into the team, yeah, so to collect some game practices and experiences during the Spanish league, maybe, for example. Is this also a way for you for young players then to include them into the team?
Absolutely we're trying to use for both reasons, to a little bit to give a rest, not just a physical rest, a mental rest as well. For the players who had too many games, and because we need to see, and we know in advance, we know what's the priority games, what's the priority competitions for us. So absolutely, we're targeting all of that, and all other weeks are a little bit more used for the preparation, physical preparation, tactically or recovery, depending of the schedule. And absolutely, we're trying to use, and this year we're giving a chance to 3 younger players that are 16, 17 years old to have a chance when we have, like, let's say, hypothetically, easier games. And this is also the politic of Barceloneta, always to introduce 1, 2 new players who can be potentially in the 3, 4 years like a useful player for the first team. So yeah. So that's also like now when we went, especially after, for example, after the World Cup, when the players come tired because they have 6 games in 1 week, which is not easy. Yeah. And then we have 1 week after that, the game with the Olympiacos, which is not enough time. And then we have one really demanding travel to Ceuta in the south of Spain. And which we almost lost 2 days for that trip. And it wasn't physically demanding, but mentally, after all that trip and games, was. So we give the chance to the younger players and a little bit to recover, like players who spend more energy on that tournament. But it's always very important to have that young players around the team, because as I said before, that was before politic of Jug Barceloneta. I think it's on the following like kind of the same way, and only the difference is between those things is that the young players here, when they are, let's say, between 15 and 18 years, they don't train during the week with the clubs, because there is one sports center, like kind of the institute car, where all the best young players, they train together during the week. So actually they are allowed more or less, of course, when we need them, they come for us with us for the training. But more or less they are available only during the weekend to be with the clubs.
So this is somehow the the center I also already discussed with some Spanish guys here in the podcast, saying, okay, there's a center where young players especially goes to the center, work all the day, all the week in the center, and then on the weekend they come home or travel home for the games. This is maybe also some point because of the success of the Spanish league or Spanish national team, and also the work in the clubs, as you mentioned, with the young guys, then to try to include them best possible then in this case, to develop them individually in the center, and also to try to include them best as possible into the team on the weekend.
Yes, correct.
Yeah,
it's a good idea. It's a good hybrid because they train with the best players on their age, and they're going to school and they develop their technique and everything, and they come really to the club. So I think it's a good combination. And I would say also for us is which is also not so easy and simple, but I think in general, I think in Spain here. That because probably like we and Sabadell as well, it's very important that we have like a really good connection with the head coach of the national team. So we try to manage that no one suffer and that he has what he need, and also he's very flexible with the other needs, but just in the favor of all the players, because we need them both.
The system or the setup of these kind of systems with the center and the close connection and the fast communication also between the clubs and the national team or the head coach of the national team is very important in this case. Yeah, so that you have really one direction all the players are running into.
And absolutely, now in this period when there is a inflation of competition, so when the players don't have so much free time, it's very important that communication, how to reduce the damage, let's say, on that way.
Yeah. So to reduce the damage is a good point. Yeah. So because because of the full schedule. Yeah. So we already mentioned before, it's not really, really easy. For every party, for the coaches, for the head coach, for the national team, for the clubs, let's make this a little bit complicated in this case, to say, okay, how to communicate and where are the priorities at the moment, to run really in the same direction. When you work right now for Barceloneta with all these best players in Europe or around the world, and they are also mainly part of the Spanish national team, so I already had the discussion with some other coaches in the past. They say, okay, it's not really my job to coach or to teach them, because I have also on the other side a role as a moderator. Yeah, so to motivate, to moderate, to try to get the best atmosphere in the team, just in order to reach the highest ability to win games or to win titles or whatever. Do you think it's also some kind could be your view on that, to say, okay, I'm not really only here to teach and to coach them, but also I have a really important role as a moderator in the club, and also then maybe in the direction of the national team or national head coach?
Well, absolutely. I think that all of us, no matter of the level where we are, that we are kind of the moderator, that we need to find actually what is the best solution to get the best from each of the players, because not every individual is the same. So for us, it's absolutely important to see, to find the good balance. Like so absolutely, I agree with that conclusion about that. And probably I was lucky enough that in the beginning of the career, I had the chance to work together in the national team with Ratko Rudic, who was probably the best one to find the way how to get the best from the, is that on the hard way, funny way or whatever, but he was successful with that, especially in that in the great teams. So absolutely agree with that. And again, I will say, especially because this is a very strong group of the players. They have a lot of success with the national team. They have a lot of success with the club, and absolutely they have a huge knowledge of this sport. And but we as a group, we just need to find, and I really hear somehow, I don't know, till this stage, it was always really easy to communicate and to find the best way with them, because they are really a great group to work with, and we never had the problems about that. The problem is always only one, when you don't need you don't know the calendar and how to adjust those things. But other than that, really at now, it was a pleasure to work with them and cooperate and to find the best solution for all of us.
In addition, one sentence from another podcast guest comes to my mind in this case, or in this combination, that also you as a player has to be coachable. Yeah, so it's not only the responsibility of a coach, but it's also the responsibility of each of your players to be trainable. Yeah, so that I say, okay, I'm willing to learn, and I'm accept what the coach is saying, and this is also somehow also minor part of the puzzle. Yeah, so saying, okay, not only the coach but also the player has to be coachable.
Well, absolutely. And I will say that for me also, like, I had a great experience to work with Australian players, because they are really, really great to work with. And before that, I didn't have many knowledge how I know the quality of the Spanish player, everything, but I didn't know how the coachable they are. And they're, because I would say every nation is different. They have different things in their mind and everything. But I would say now, when we talk about this topic, that probably this is one of the biggest strength of the Spanish water polo in club and also in the national team, because they, for sure, they have a great players, but they work as a one. And absolutely, it's not like just when you say when we work, when it's fun. It's literally like that. It's literally like that. And there's no superstar inside of the team. Even we know that they are recognized in the worldwide, but all of them are great individuals and absolutely ready to sacrifice for the team. And one say that I will say also, like, because sometimes we have like guest players, like, who come with us and train with us. Doesn't matter, is that from United States, from Brazil, Australia. We had one or two individuals. And even in the foreigners players here, how they're accepted here. And they, after like 2-3 days, they have a sensation that they are like part of that group. And this is like a really, I don't think that too many teams or clubs are able to have that, but here in Barceloneta, we have that.
And this is also maybe from my point of view, at least, also one point for the success at the end. Yeah, so that everybody is really concentrating, working in the same direction, and acting as ones. Yeah, so it sounds for me in this case this direction.
Absolutely, and I would say, which is also sorry, but I would say also it's very important. Again, when we talk about this last 2 years, when it was a lot, when it's a lot of competition, and that's it possibly even more important, because it's not so easy to work with the same people almost full year. And if you have that strong group, absolutely make the things easier. So because we know that we have always 7-8 players from the national team, rest coming for more or less so from Sabadell and from Barcelona. So this is absolutely one of the strength of the Barceloneta and the Spanish national team.
Beside the center you mentioned before for the young players, I really noticed during the last couple of podcasts, also with Spanish guests, that really everything, or more or less everything, is really located around Barceloneta in terms of water polo. Yeah, it's not correct. So far away. You have to travel not so far away in most of the cases. But maybe you can give us some more information about the the level of the Spanish league. Yeah, so because we have on a regular basis two clubs playing in the Champions League with you and Sabadell, but what about the rest? So what is the level then on the Spanish league at the moment? What do you say?
I would say like more or less like all other leagues. So we know, for example, this year Sabadell is after a while they play the Champions League and they play really well. And I think that they their position on the table is not as they play. For me, they played much better, and they have even more chances on the some games to get some more points. But this is the first year for them, and absolutely they upgrade the level of the water polo a lot in the last 1-2 years. And they also have like now. As a Spanish national team player, as Montenegrin, I think they have one Argentina player. They have like a group of the seven national team players and a couple young players, and they're really respective club. Then they come, there is a club like with the tradition and like Barcelona, Terrassa. They are like in the middle with the Mediterranean and Mataro, I will say, probably I will forget someone. And then they're like somewhere in the middle, and you have to play with them like seriously if you want to beat them. And in the end of the day, for example, we talk about that Sabadell is in the Champions League. We have now Terrassa who playing the, like final of that Challenger Cup. Echeide from Tenerife, they played the semi-final, they lost. So I think that's like kind of the average national league, like everyone else, that because there's no many national league with the unbelievable 10 teams. So we have also like in Italy two dominate clubs like Recco and Brescia. The other ones like slowly are behind. Same in the Greece, in Croatia as well. You have like someone like Jug and Jadran. So I think it's maybe Hungary have like a couple teams more competitive, but I think it's pretty strong. And what is a good thing, there is many young players who's playing in this national league, and they're growing. Yeah. And definitely the Spanish water polo now produce a lot of players. I think that the map definitely with the result and everything is changing in the last 2-3 years, and I think it's going in that direction because for sure everyone had different style, and the style that the Spanish water polo is playing is at the moment very successful. So I think that but you know, it's impossible to have that kind of result without strong league and strong clubs, because I think at the moment from the Spanish national team only two players are away. One is Alvaro Granados, who's playing in the New Belgrade, and I think Barroso, who's playing in Italy in Salerno. So that's definitely, and we talk about the country where they are the world champion. So all other play in the national league, I think it's enough to say that we have a strong league.
Through.